When you look at a city, it's like reading the hopes, aspirations, and pride of everyone who built it. Hugh Newell Jacobson, he made that comment. Sean McVay said, I love being in the city with great weather. Some cities are known for having great weather. London is not one of them. Right, but you know, hey, Abuja does, Jos does, and sometimes Akwa Ibom does, you know. Now, Rome was a poem pressed into service as a city, Anatole Brouillard. And that's where we're going to start this morning. Every city has a story. Every city has a tale. And very often, every city has a history. How many of you have heard of Alexandria? It was an ancient city founded by Alexander the Great back in Egypt then. Did you know that over the years, over the centuries, as fires, accidents, natural disasters have befallen that region, the old city has been taken over by the new one today, all right? So there are houses, structures built on top of what used to be old Alexandria with streets, you know, and all of that, houses totally submerged. Take a moment and wonder, I don't know if you've ever thought about that, what Port Harcourt looked like 200 years ago, or maybe even 1,000 years ago. Just think about that. Now, our final conversation this morning is about the most expensive cities to live in Nigeria. Yes, the most expensive cities to live in here in Nigeria. Now, I'm very sure some of you already have an idea of which ones are. But our question this morning is, why are some of these cities that you probably know, why do you think they are more expensive than others? Now, top of my head, and maybe of yours as well, if you were to be asked, which is the most expensive city in Nigeria, I'm very sure Abuja will come up on your list. It does. In fact, it does come up on almost every list I read about a few days ago. But this is where there's a serious problem, particularly in 2021. Now, I have friends in Ondo State and also in Ibadan and, parts of the West. At least I've been to Ishara, I've been to Oshobo, I've been to Ogbomosho. You know, now, the rent in these places, talking about house rent now, it's not particularly expensive. I don't know about now, but looking on the average, it is much cheaper than, say, in Port Harcourt. When I was in Benin, a 150,000 naira price tag back then could get you not a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom, could get you a duplex. Yes, a three-bedroom semi-detached duplex. That's what 150,000 naira could cost or would cost back then. Back then, that same 150,000 naira was what people used to pay for a three-bedroom apartment in Port Harcourt, and not in the choicest areas in Port Harcourt. Nay, these days, the rent in Lagos on the island is astronomical. 1.5 million for a one-bedroom apartment. 1 million naira for a self-contained if you're going to live in Lekki, particularly Lekki Phase 2. 1.5 million naira for a one-bedroom. People are selling cubicles in Lagos for 600,000, 700,000 naira. But did you know in Owerri, in Enugu, these cities that you wouldn't expect to be so expensive are actually expensive to live in? Top 10 most expensive cities in Nigeria by one of the websites. Number 1, Abuja. 2, Lagos. Not surprising, over 20 million reside in Lagos. And then 3, Port Harcourt, oil city, yada yada yada. But guess what? 4 is Warri. 5, Kaduna. I was shocked. Kaduna, I've lived in Kaduna. Kaduna didn't seem so expensive, but it's one of the most expensive cities to live in. Asaba is 6. Owerri is 7. Calabar is 8. Aba just down the road is 9. And number 10, Enugu. So what exactly makes the southeastern states expensive to live in? Abuja, we can understand. There's the Federal Capital Territory. That's where the seat of power is. Lagos, commercial hub. It makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of competition. River State, Port Harcourt in particular, it makes sense. Oil City, administrative quarters for some oil companies here. It makes sense. But Owerri, why is Owerri expensive? And you may think, no, Jude, that's not exactly true. Well, from very credible sources yesterday, people complain that things such as transportation within the city, not traveling, within the city is astronomical. Do you know in Lagos, you can take a taxi from, let's say, Yaba, for example, get to the main, to the island, and you could spend 4,500 naira. You could. You could, if you take a drop or if you use the ride-sharing apps, 4,500 naira. Do you know that's about the same amount to travel from Lagos to Warri or Benin? The same amount. In this Port Harcourt, if you take a taxi from the airport outside to, let's say, you know, Rumokushi or Ada George, for example, you could spend 3,000 naira. How much is it to travel from here in Port Harcourt to Abua or to Eleme or to Mbiama? How much is it? Yet, within the city, people are spending thousands of naira as transportation. If you live in any of the cities that we just mentioned, ask yourself, why is my expenses so high? What is making this city expensive? Welcome to your conversation station. And then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. I'll take the numbers again, please. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. That is the female caller number. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
See, what you are saying is true. You see, like what you mentioned, Port Harcourt here now, where we are. If you look at Port Harcourt, since oil take over Port Harcourt, there's nothing we produce here. Even the fish we supposedly produce, all the points are river, all the fish are run away. Then you talk about oil. What happened to oil? Every time you see something happening, there's something that caused it. If you see what happened in Igbo land now, It is like the animal eating another animal. Wickedness of human beings, when the people lose the other side, they will leash their men on the people, ordinary people.
So why exactly? No, let me start with you. Let me ask you.
Well, they shouldn't have cost because they produce nothing and they are nothing. And this is supposed to be village. It looks like village. Mm. And it's a ancient city. But you can see that all those ones that make it there now, they take advantage of the poor. That's what is playing. He said, maybe a prey and a predator. That's what is playing there now. God bless you.
Mm, a prey and a predator. That's what's playing out. 90.3. Interestingly, that comment was echoed. I got to see a comment on social media similar to that. Now, the person said, I've lived in River State, I've lived in Port Harcourt, I've lived in Uyo. She served in Uyo. I've also had time to spend in Lagos and Abuja. And she right now is living in Enugu State right now. And she says she does not understand why the southeastern states seemingly are as expensive as Port Harcourt. Why? What exactly is making transportation, houses so expensive in these areas? Even Oka, she said she paid 1,500 naira to move within Oka. Is not particularly big. If you know the eastern region very well, Oka is not particularly big. Yet she had to pay 1,500 naira. She's not like she's from outer space. She was born and bred in Enugu, so she knows all of these places very well. Why? What's the reason for the expensive estate in this cities? 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, Mr. Zion.
Good morning, please.
Whenever any city needs a targeted population density, there tends to be logistics, movements of utility, and these alone affect supply and demand. That will also increase the effect of our housing in that particular environment. Since more people are pumping in to meet up the accommodation process and make profit out of it, landlords will tend to add more price. Now it will be for the best bidder. My one room is 2,500. If you like, stay. If you like, no stay. That is my property. Don't forget, that same property, someone else will look at it. About four persons just asked for it. I am interested, I'm interested. And one person has the opportunity. The next street, the landlord found out that, look, Mr. Zion just rented this one for 2,500. And there are four or five persons who are still looking for it. Look at the demand. What do you do is to increase the price. Mine is 3,500. And within 7 days, somebody has collected that house. So you find that as a utility, the infrastructure in that city, the population, now you get to the rate whereby there are jobs, there are work, a lot of things, entertainment is going on, manufacturing is going on, they all need them workers, production, they need workers, logistics, they need workers. See, look at the inflow. So you find out that what really affects the price of the city to beat these so-called, these cities expensive, it is the population density. And which now, to marry out with the present infrastructure and they find it so beautiful, before you know, people start developing more infrastructure, adding price on it, people are paying for it. Don't forget, it becomes like a season something. This season we collect 2,000. The next season more people, because more people are coming. Don't forget, as we went for this, there are people that are going, more population are coming into Port Harcourt. I hope you know that. More will come. And the available accommodations will now be sought after. Instead of taking the 3,000, they now take 3,500 because of the demand. So these are the things that affect the city to be quite expensive. Utility, population density, demand, and supply.
Population density. Interesting. All right, that seems to make a lot of sense. Let's get on to WhatsApp now. You can follow us on social media, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook. Why are some cities particularly expensive in Nigeria? Let's remove Abuja, Lagos. In fact, even Abuja and Lagos, come on. Enough people have made mention, Lagos food is cheap. Really? Go to Lagos now. 91.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah. You are from a district, Jude.
Yes, I am.
I don't know when last you visited Benin. Benin is the most expensive city in the whole of South South and South East put together.
Really?
Now, yes. That's why I said you are from there. Do your own investigation. Go home. I passed Sardin in Benin, this is at 700 naira Sardin. And I came to Port Harcourt 300 or something in a supermarket. Several things. Bag of pure water is 350 in Benin. It's cheaper. Everything, apart from housing, to rent, every other thing in Benin is easy. And the influx of people in Benin now, I don't know. The whole of Middle Belt, Plateau, PGs, it's like they are driving them from Boko Haram and all those places. They are flooding Benin. And even at Duma. You are from there. I said, do your investigation. Benin, Port Harcourt used to be the most relevant in South Africa, but Benin has taken over. Even in terms of runs, if the best give you 10,000, it's just beating you. For a night, I don't want to stand somehow the way you are on air, but you know what I'm talking about. I drive transportation within Benin, that supply road to Ring Road, most times around 500 naira. You are before 900 naira.
Supply Road to Ring Road. Let's say from Ajib.
From bypass, that flower,
okay,
that
okay,
bypass.
From the bypass, yes. Okay? Down to Ring Road now.
Bypass to Ring Road, if you get 500 naira, that is somehow.
Wait, is it by bus or by taxi? How can it be 500 naira?
They will break it now. They will first take it to bypass, maybe 100 naira or 200.
Okay.
They forget to ring it. They can't take less than 300 naira from you.
Wow.
So I said, Benin, I'm telling you, you are from a
don't take. So why do you think Benin is becoming expensive? Benin used to be a very cheap city to live in.
Yes, I think the reason is John. You know, our boys are doing a lot of this thing. I don't want to talk too much. You know what I mean. Flashy cars, the great flashy cars are in Benin, the expensive lifestyle, the way buildings are going on in Benin, you wonder whether we are in the same Nigeria where we are all kind of hardship. Because one, you know there are a lot of influence of dollar, influence of foreign currency doing those things. You know what I'm talking about, because there are a lot of people outside there, especially the home I want to be. That's one factor. Two, the Edo boys, Delta boys, they are all into a lot of all those runs. Computer work and a lot of things are going on. Just visit Benin, spend 1 week. Dude, you can validate all I've said here. So, all the ones I say, apart from hard strength, because land is a lot cheaper in Benin because of they have vast land. And they don't say, let me put it away, land. So, all those things, building, you see houses that are maybe with POP, well-tied, 2 bedrooms, they will beg you for 250. That's the truth. In a really good area, all that.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can say is see cheap, so to speak. But every other item, food store, even swimming plantain, I used to buy plantain, maybe two plantains, 150 Benin. Now, they will sell you 200 naira. Meanwhile, there are a lot of plantain production in the good thing. But everybody has gone cheap. Everybody has, all the market people are thinking that everybody is into that computer work. Because those people don't price.
So,
computer boys don't price.
So that's the problem. The influx of
yes. So they just move down rate to everybody, and there are a lot of market unions. A lot of unions they don't say that. So that once they agree, you move from here to here is the same price.
Okay.
I don't know what the government is doing to stem all these things because it's causing high inflation, and high inflation has other consequences.
Right.
You have do your investigation. Call the other person. You will tell what I'm saying is true. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So thank you very much, Patrick. In fact, I'm tempted right now to put a call straight to Benin and find out what exactly is going on in Benin. Really? Expensive? Benin? Benin that we run to and think, man, with 5K we're going to flex Benin? Fascinating. Match number 3. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
My name is Tupiso.
Good morning, Tupiso. We have 2 minutes.
Okay. Like the expenses for tight court in terms of houses. I know one I wonder about the landlord. If, for example, now you are staying in, let me say, Oginiba, and that road, the government has to dualize that road. Recently, after the government dualize the road, the landlord now they will increase their house rent there. They increase their shop rent. If, for example, they are taking 500,000 for one shop a year. They increase it to 700,000.
Just because the road has been fixed. The road has meant to make things easy. Wow.
Yes, they increase it. In most of, like, when the former governor was in charge, in Pogo, if you are used to rivers, in Pogo, the road was very small. When the governor dualized that road, they increase the rent there. And look at the same thing. Okay, you know, most area that the government want to dualize road to make it of it, you know, the people increase, like Umola, ask some people how much are they paying for shop rent before now. So the thing there is, in terms of maybe food, okay, but house in River State is something else. In Lagos, own service, Lagos house now is way because everywhere in Lagos, we want to increase the house rent. If you go to Agege area, they're increasing the house rent. If you go to Island, that will be say that you enter Shark Mart by yourself. Transport in Lagos is high.
It's very expensive.
From my one, sometimes, like yesterday, from my one to Rumuputa, some bus driver used to take 100 naira. But if it's in Lagos, from that my one to Okuta, it's like 200, as the case may be. So in Lagos, transportation fare in Lagos is high. The accommodation in some areas, they are high. If you go to Lekki, Oho, self-contained, you can pay 400,000, 500,000.
Well, I'm hearing Lekki phase one now. People are paying 1 million naira for a self-contained. Self-contained, you know what they call studio apartments, right? Just you, a nice bed, maybe a small space, put your television, maybe a fridge, and maybe a kitchenette. Not a proper kitchen, a kitchenette. 1 million naira, only in Lagos. 92.3, we're back right after these messages.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So, what city do you reside in currently? How much do you think you could save if you were to move to another city? Well, these are the kind of questions a lot of Nigerians are beginning to ask themselves going into this new year, the start of this new year. I've heard of people who have decided to relocate from point A to point B for various reasons, better economic opportunities. But chief among the reasons is the cost of living in a city. There are people, maybe you know about this, there are people who, listen to this, reside in Oshogbo, Ogbomosho, even in Ibadan. They reside there, but as early as 5 a.m. in the morning, they are taking a bus or a taxi, or they're driving their vehicles to Ikorodu, to Surulere, to parts of Aja, to work every single day. Every single day. They leave in Lagos, they work in Lagos, but they live in Ogun State. They live in Lagos. Please listen to me very carefully. They live in Ogun State, but work in Lagos. A lot of Nigerians have adopted that life right now, and some people are also considering leaving Port Harcourt. Some people are considering leaving Enugu for different reasons, whether it's for financial benefits or whatnot. But the point is, there are some very expensive cities, and particularly in the southeast, people are beginning to ask, why is it so expensive to live in a region where you ordinarily expect the cost of living to be fairer? What is driving this marked increase? Let's get to hear from you. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Please, when you call in, do us a huge favor. Turn down the volume of your radio set. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Welcome, please.
Oh, my name is Uyi.
Welcome, Uyi. Uyi Edo.
I traveled this year to Benin. That mother called before is very right. But he's very right. These boys that use this computer have turned everything. They do little they cannot, they are not able to turn it, just the outrank. Because their mentality there is made the money, most of them do build their houses. So they don't rent out the way they rent in Port Harcourt. When I was coming to the Port Harcourt, I bought one football shop plantain for 1,200.
So I want to take an exam. Every city that is very expensive is transportation. If we have good railways so that most at least that connect all the states together, all the cities together. Now see, get our ship in Port Harcourt. You know, coming to Port Harcourt from Benin is not like 1 hour. Then when you are coming to work, after work, you back in, then you go to Benin, the accident is very cheap. You live there. But using a bus, you spend 4,000 or 5,000 an hour. Okay, maybe like 35 because of promo. The hours we spend, railway will reduce that for you. You can only meet up in less than 1 hour, you're already in Port Harcourt.
Okay, but
if we can get good.
Yeah, transportation is a problem. But what about the other expenses that you incur? Now you went to Benin recently. You said, now is it true that food is now more expensive in Benin than it used to be before?
See, the problem we are having in Port Harcourt is not the problem we are having in Benin. People don't just want to try other places. You are here. You want to buy something from this lady. The lady is telling you it's 10,000 naira. Why can't you just spend like short of 200, go to a place you can get it for 40 or 400, you won't profit. Like I was going back to Port Harcourt, I bought things. I have to move to the nearby villages, bought plantain, bought yam. It's very cheap. And the city there, in this ring, where there is an area of guys that is buying his own price, they have the money. Go there to buy with them, you cannot compete, then you cannot buy anything.
You can't even on Ring Road that has the upper market not too far from it.
Okay, now, one thing that keeps Edo Cities Association, you know that this December, the one that told me that December of the organizer died, that they are going for his burial. Everything is being built. Whatever this one is selling, is what this one is selling. So the only thing is to move from that area. Go to those villages that are not that far to buy. Do you know that my brother is paying 4,000 naira in an apartment, one room?
Where?
That's 4,000 naira.
Where? What state? Where is he living?
Yeah, in Edo State. One room, 4,000 naira.
Okay.
A month. In that 4,000 naira, they are giving him, that 4,000 naira, the best day is like the eve. That 4,000 naira, anything that they are buying, anything they are doing, that compound, even generator, he does not want to just pay that money, everything is settled for the month.
Wow.
So, I want to ask him, say this 4,000, what are they? Why 4,000? I don't know. His rent is not going up to 30,000 in a year.
Okay, so how much is your own rent in Port Harcourt? Your rent, how much is your rent?
In Port Harcourt, now, here I'm saying, because Mr. Alakaya and the house is not like, not that high reviewed. I'm paying 130.
100 and what?
130,000 naira
every year,
which is the cheapest in this Alakaya area. Yeah.
And that's apart from your light bill, your power bill.
My power bill is separate.
It's separate.
My power bill every month is 1,000 naira. You don't price it. You must pay it every month. Okay. 1,000 naira. You don't price it.
All right, thank you very much. The influx of migrants to a geographical setting in search of greener pastures contributes immensely to the astronomical cost of transportation and accommodation in such locations. However, government left price tags in the hands of the monopolist, and as such, prices are fixed without due assessment of facilities and recourse to one's income level. Gentle from Edo. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
I don't know what village people are always drawing my call.
Sorry about that. Good morning.
Yes. So, what I was saying, now you say it's 1 million naira in Lekki Nawi. Now, the solution, let me tell you the solution, Jude. Most of these companies, government, department, take some to all these rural areas. Begema, for example, is an old local government. Aoda, Bori, all this area, take some of the ministries to that area, make the road network. Now, dude, from Marine Base, if you take a boat from Marine Base to Okrika, it's like 5 minutes drive.
Okay.
Five or 7 minutes drive. Think now you make a bridge down to that place. Many people from Okrika, they'll be staying in Okrika to come work in Port Harcourt. Now, go to Ewofe to Tombia, it's 10 minutes drive.
Somebody can connect it to Bukuma. Bukuma to Bukuma. Bukuma to Abunima. Abunima to, you know, all that Calabari housing. You understand? To Bakere. So you see that once you have a road network there, many people will leave Port Harcourt and stay in their own place. They will leave their own place, come work here. And you see that the lifestyle there will now come up. But if in the city, everything is in the city here, everybody wants to come and see the remain in the city. If now, for example, youth, like why I used to call Lagos. If I'm staying in Ikeja and my brother is staying in Lekki, we cannot see each other for 1 year self. Nobody will care.
Hey, it's possible.
The life you are living in Ikeja and the life you are living in Lekki, nobody ever each other. But if you put everything in one city, my brother, we should compete in next year. The same thing will still happen. Road network, light and water. That is what the people need. And you see that this rent of a team, the cost of living will drop. Because you, the money that you use to come out patronize somebody here, you use and develop
your area,
your house, and your village.
All right, Ibiso, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to talk to you. See everyone wants to come and see Doreme. Match 3. Oh dear, apologies there. Jude, I am from Edo State. The last caller is correct. Benin is no longer cheap. Things are freaking expensive. Those small boys have made life so exorbitant. Hotel rates have jacked up. To eat in a restaurant or fast food places is costly. Or more, Benin is not like before, Edward says. And I plan on visiting. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Charles.
Good morning, Charles.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay, Charles, please, can you turn off your radio set, please?
Okay, just a moment, please. Mr. Jude, can you hear me well?
Yes, go on, please.
Please, there's something you have to consider about our economy. Nigeria runs an informal economy. Our economy is not an organized economy. Everything in this country is trial and error.
Interesting.
And mind you, our currency is a very weak currency. Naira is nosediving on daily basis. I specialize in money and developing economics. If I show you the indices of Nigeria's economy in 2017, you would for Nigeria. Nigeria has been economically going backward since 1976. No movement forward. Don't listen to whatever they're telling you already, all those propaganda by politicians. Now, tell me when Nigerian government, or federal government, invested in housing. And those infrastructures that took the life of other citizens, the answer is nil. The whole thing is a gamble. Nigerian economic system is a sham. So if you expect things to get better, you are deceiving yourself. Until you get people to have people's interest at heart to govern this country, to put in the right infrastructure and make policies that are in our Naira, forget it. Naira does not work. Anything else I'm telling you. So let me tell you something. I used to enter flight from Enugu to Lagos. 15 naira, Nigeria Airways. 15 naira, Nigeria
Airways. Oh, that's almost 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
In the 70s, maybe early 80s. You could have 3,000 naira in your pocket from Enugu, you enter Lagos to London, and do shopping and come back, stay in a hotel in a weekend. 3,000 naira. But the Naira is gone because the leaders are not adding value to the Naira.
Okay, that's
the interest, not the public interest.
That's one part of the conversation.
If you get what?
Wait, but that's about the conversation. Now, considering the economy, right, and the various cities, right, like I may mention, people live in Ogun State and in some places a bit further, and they come to Lagos to work because it's cheaper for them to stay in those local areas or in their areas.
Yeah.
But in the southeastern states that used to be fairer to stay in, people are making complaints now that it's becoming a dog-eat-dog world. Why? Why are the prices skyrocketing in places like Owerri, Enugu, for example, even Oka?
Okay, Mr. Jude, because of the Naira inflation, the cost of buying building materials is high. To acquire land for development is high. An investor wants a return on his investment.
True.
Naira is the bottom line. until you add value to Naira. Forget it. Nothing you can do about it.
Okay. All right.
That's the problem.
All right. Until you add value to the Naira. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, you.
Good morning.
I want to speak particularly on the Southeast area. In River State, it's not surprising because it's the hub of oil.
And
everybody wants to come to Port Harcourt to invest, including those in the north, in the west, and otherwise. Everybody's in River State, particularly the power, so things are very high. I mean, the price of goods and services are very high, naturally. But in the Southeast, I'm very much surprised because for me, I think there is no much reason why those things should be very costly there. Because they are particularly traders, you know, most of them are traders. And you expect that where so many people are doing a particular thing at the same time, you expect that those things there should be somehow relatively low in terms of the prices. For me, I think it's just greediness. People want to make money by all means, so you can always want to squeeze money from the pockets of the innocent people, not to make an edit yourself. That is the modeling. It is very much expensive to do businesses in those areas. For me, it has no much reason why they should be very costly, especially housing, goods and services like food. Sometimes you go to some restaurants in Aba. Sometimes when I travel there, I found out that buying food in restaurants in Aba is even costlier than buying in Port Harcourt, which is very much surprising. Because most of those goods are bought there. They are just manufactured there. They are gone there. And then you make them very costly. For me, just greed. People want to make money off the innocent people who just come in there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This greed is the reason, not so much as the other suggestions that have been proffered. All right, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. That's where you find us on Facebook. We'd like to get to hear from you this morning. All right, we're talking about the most expensive cities in Nigeria. Why is your state, why is your city where you reside in right now, why is it so expensive? Do you think there's any justification for the prices that you are paying for housing, feeding, and things like that? All right, Victor Orukuo Izuchuku says PH is the most expensive city in Nigeria. Kola says Jude, it's Port Harcourt City. Good morning, Jude. For me, Abuja followed by Port Harcourt. That's Isaac Samuel. All right, dear Mete says thumbs up to Owerri. When you are here, no place like home. Start thinking of Owerri in Imo State. If I'm honest, last time I went to Owerri, I can't deny I got to see some fantastically built apartments. And I mean, truly, truly impressive. I'm tempted to use the word world class, right? But I'm going to avoid that. I'm going to avoid that that term and just say truly, truly impressive. Truly impressive. Absolutely impressive. Real estate I got to see in Owerri. So if they are building great structures in Owerri, what is driving the prices? Because when you have, you know, law of demand and supply, if you have a lot of buildings, and from what I gather, Owerri, just like Benin back then, I know about today, this past 2 years, I haven't visited, but they were the relaxation centers. There are the places people would like to go to spend a weekend. And so the prices were competitive because the owners of such businesses, the, what's it called? The hospitality businesses are vying to get you to spend time and money in their establishments. What do hotels primarily sell? Sleep. That's what they sell. But to make you sleep more comfortable, they talk about getting you the best air conditioning system, central heating and cooling. Your bathrooms are nicely tiled. You have, you know, really soft, fresh towels for your use. There's a room service to come and, you know, help you carry yourself out of bed in case you're too tired. Things like that. Otherwise, the cost of living in those cities used to be pretty good. At least I know of some individuals at least 5 years ago who had their families in Benin. And the man will be working here, maybe in a bank or in a company, and he'll be staying in one self-contained somewhere, maybe in Orazi or maybe in Woji. But his family was living in Benin in a three-bedroom duplex or a three-bedroom apartment. You know, and it was like, it's cheaper. House rent then, 170,000 there. The apartment we stayed in, myself and my friends in Kaduna, was a serviced apartment. It had its own generating set, a big, huge one. It was about 100 kV or so. And there are about, 25 apartments or so in that property or on that property, right? Two bedroom, one bedroom and the like. And that time, this was 2016, the rent was 150,000 naira a year, not a month, in Kaduna. So it is surprising to see Kaduna on the list of most expensive cities in Nigeria today. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Hello, Jude. The cost of living in Port Harcourt is very high, especially shops. Can't seem to get them cheap these days. All right, good morning, Jude. Lagos is the smallest city in Nigeria, yet it is the unofficial most populated state in Nigeria, above Kano. Why? Good road network to all parts of Lagos from virtually any part of Lagos. If River State wants to make the cost of living in Port Harcourt and Obiakpo to stabilize, deliberate steps must be taken, such as building good uncomplicated roads. Emphasis on uncomplicated roads to HA, Eleme, Oyigbo, even Emoha. How can River State government be dualizing roads in Onelga, Ahod and Ogoni that are not directly touching Port Harcourt and Obiakpo, but roads recently awarded to be built in Eche and Oyigbo touching Obiakpo are single lane roads? Surely that is not the vision. Oh, fantastic message there. Interesting. So more convoluted than one would expect, talking about the reasons for the high cost of living in some of the Nigeria's cities. Now, it's interesting to note that some of the cities not made mention of in almost every list I went on are Uyo, not on the list. Jos, not on the list. Can you imagine that? Maiduguri, not on the list. Jalingo, by the way, that's in Taraba State, not on the list. Sabugari, not on the list. And then one very funny, is it a town now or a city? How do I place this area now? What would you call Okene? We call it a town. Call it a town. Not particularly expensive. Well, whatever your decisions are, please do in-depth research before you decide to relocate.